Rabbi said, "Bezer Hashem, after we finish Chovas Talmidim, anyone that wants to join us, learn the Sefer Pele Yoyetz. I brought my Baruch Hashem, my own copy here, Pele Yoyetz, from a house I've had it there for quite a while. Just want to tell you all a quick story. Thank you. I know we've been planning the trip to the Pele Yoyetz for a while, and there's a young lady who's already 26 years old, and you know, in the shidduch world today, 26 years old is already reason for hysteria. And it was like a lot of concern in the family, like what's going to be with her shidduch. And when I went to the Pele Yoyetz, very much, you know, I really went with one bakasha in mind, daven for this young lady. She's a very special young lady, that she should find the shidduch. Baruch Hashem, I was told that within the next 24 hours they're going to be an official mazel tov that she found her shidduch. And they told me, I asked, when was the first date? And the first date was the week that we were by the Pele Yoyetz, was the girl's first date with this boy. So Baruch Hashem, I can't say what schus it was that worked out, but Lamaisa, this worked out. So halavai, all of our tefillos that we daven by the Pele Yoyetz should be answered. Should be in the Skabal HaToiv. We've had many similar maises the year before also, like the Pele Yoyetz is koyach of tefillah. Hakoponim, that's for later. For now we're talking about, we're learning the Sefer of the Piyasetzna, Sefer Chovas Talmidim. We're on page Chof Ches, Perek Rishon, Kriya La Talmud. So what do we want? What do we want over here? So we said, we don't want to take away a person's childhood. We're not interested in taking away their youth, taking away their good years. You know, a person still, at our age, still has to enjoy ourselves. We still have to, you know, there's a concept of having good friends. The shitaka be good quality friends. Of, you know, taking care of a person's body, eating right, sleeping right, whatever it is, you know, schmoozing with your chaverim. As long as it's done properly, no one's looking to take that away from you. But what are we trying to do? Matori gedoyla zulanu. This is where we're up to the bottom of page Chof Ches. Matori gedoyla zulanu. We have a very big matara. Our purpose, our job is very, very big. Lo lichvois eischa. Shateilech b'derech Hashem b'al korchacha. We're not looking to force you. We're not looking to get you to do this b'al korchach against your will. Rak rather shegam be'atzmecha tirtza leleches bo'i. You also be'atzmecha on your own should want to do this. It should be something you embrace. Ki loy ba'atziyoscha toivois levad anu mistapkin. Not with you doing good alone are we happy. With the acts, rak shegam ato be'atzmecha tihiye toiv. You yourself should be genuinely good. It should be something internal. That's what anu roitzim kefisha amarnu l'cha. Like we said before, we want to make you a good person. We want to make that you feel comfortable doing the right thing. It's it feels natural for you. It's what you're looking to do. V'kivan shazoyz hi ikir mat kavanaseinu. Being that this is our main kavana, this is our purpose, this is our goal, so we're looking for lakach. Therefore, we can't leave. Any spark, or any machshava, any rutz, any thought, any desire that's not good, that's not healthy, that's not proper, it's not beneficial. We have to likones lemoichacho, get inside of your mind, v'libuchan, inside of your heart, u'liasher b'cho kol machshava, and to straighten out every machshava v'rotzoin shebecha, and every desire that's inside of you, u'lehaloisam, to elevate them, to be meroim in you, to lift you up. V'kivan sheyoidim anu. Listen to this. Being that we know, you still are not confident. You still are questioning what we're saying. And you're asking yourself the following question. You're asking yourself in your heart and you're saying, how is it possible from little old me. V'lo oid, elish oid ben arusai. Not only that, but I'm still, you know, young. Ese ishius gedoilo kol kach. You expecting such a big person out of me? This little old me. I don't want special, and especially now, I'm still young. What do you want from me? Ve'ya ben shashuoi. You expect me to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's delight? Ben ruchumo shel a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kvishay mesichim li. This is what you're telling me that I could do? You got the wrong guy. Loi avi. V'lo avi avi hoyo kein. That's not the way my father was. That's not the way my grandfather was. So I already come from like a line of like, you know, people that are no one, you know, impressive. Regular, nice. But you know, you're talking about like lofty stuff. Like, leave me alone. It's just not for me. Gamini ba'atzmi nar pashut hineni. I'm just following in their footsteps. I'm also simple, nar pashut, just a regular guy. We know that you're thinking that. I know that, he says. I know that's what you're thinking. Gam kein machshava akuma zu asur lanu lehashir. This warped and twisted machshava, we got to get rid of it. Asur lanu lehashir b'kir b'cha. We can't leave it inside of you. Let's see. Let's see what he has to say. Dvar Hashem Eilecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking straight at you. Kodesh Baruch Hu's talking to you. Ase oznecha ka'afar keses. Listen up, perk up. Lishmoyas tshuva savicha shebashamayim lecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is answering what you just, your question. You're saying to yourself, is this possible? Could this be me? Listen here. Asher sam b'fi nevi'o v'chachomo v'toreis ha'kdoish. Kodesh Baruch Hu put the answer in the mouth of his prophets and his chachomim. V'anachnu, and we, rak nilaket echad le'echad es dvorav. We're just going to just pick. We're going to gather together words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to this question. We're going to bring it to you like a fire. Leman tischazek le'heyosois. In order you could strengthen yourself. And you could become Erez me'arze halavonan. One of the towering cedars of Lebanon. It's a saying of like the great people, the strong. They're like so tall, you can't even see them. Asher not Asher. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planted. You. Where? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. Let's see. Im nofal bekir b'cha. Im nofal libcha bekir b'cha. If your heart has dropped inside of you. Your father, your grandfather, no one's special. I mean, they're special to me. I love them very much. But it's not like you're talking about they're like this, you know, tzaddik ador or something, you know. So therefore, you like, you know, you gave up already on it. You resign yourself to just, you know, being that same type of hagbeis atzmacha. Lift yourself up. Oid lemalo mehem. Go past that. Look a little bit past the past, you know, your father, your grandfather. Look past previous generations. V'estakel oid yoyser me'rochik. Look a little further than that. Umi hoyu avosecha me'os. Who are your forefathers? Hakdoishim v'hanavim. Hatanoim hamoroim. Hago'inim v'atzadikim. Your forefathers were unbelievable people. Someone really special. Imagine if someone knew over here that he was an ainikel of Reb Meir Balanes. It's very possible that someone in this room is an ainikel of Reb Meir Balanes. Might not know it, but it could be. Or an ainikel of the Shlo HaKadosh. Or an ainikel of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Or an ainikel of the Ritva. Could be. There's a secular Jew who lives in Teaneck. His name is Harold Ritva. He doesn't know much about Judaism. He just knows one thing. There was a holy rabbi named Ritva, and he's an ainikel. We all have somewhere in our lineage something like really super phenomenal. Gemara Imeres, Yisrael, im ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. Yisrael, if he's not a Navi himself, he's the son of a Navi. Fact. What does that mean? It doesn't mean my father's a Navi. My grandfather, my great-grandfather. There's something back there, previous generations, that's there. There's some untapped koyach that a person has. What is the Gemara telling us that we're children of Avin? The Gemara means to say that there's vestiges, there's leftover of the Nevuah, which is there for you to tap into. It's there. It's in your DNA. It's in your Messiah. It's part of your personality. So maybe your father didn't get it. Maybe your grandfather didn't get it. But reach back further enough and someone got it, and you could get it too. You got it in you. It's not talking about history. Oh, your grandfather was a Navi. Who cares? V'kvar ovarhu, when it's gone. Rakam ato imeres ha-gemara. Nitzutz avoysecha ha-navim b'cho. There's a nitzutz, there's a spark of your father's, grandfather's, great-grandfather's, whatever it is, that's inside of you. U'b'chol nar Yisrael nimtza. And in every single nar, someone's got it. There's so many personalities in Klal Yisrael. So go back further. You got something. My family has like a Messiah somehow that we're Ein Klach of the Panim Iris. I don't know if you know the Panim Iris. He's from Eisenstadt. It's not far from Budapest. We tried to like make it there, but we didn't. But we don't know exactly how. But who's the Panim Iris? So I know because I looked it up. Because when you tell me an article, the Panamiris, you got to figure out who's the Panamiris. It's not a street like near in Sarutskin. It's much more than that. He was Mamish Goyna Goynim. Anyway, so we're Masura that I'm. We don't know exactly how, but okay, someone said we're Enikol Panamiris. Say that we have Masura, we're Enikolach of David HaMelech. I don't know how that. I don't know, but you know, that's very exciting. We all got it. I'm telling you, we all have it somewhere inside of us. You just got to go back further enough, far enough. We have to have enough connection in order to be able to tap into it. But everyone's got, they're an anacle of a Tana, of an Amoira, one of the Goinim, one of the Rishoinim, one of the Achroinim. Everyone's got it. And if a person looks at himself that way, he says, so I've got inside of me something that's absolutely amazing. Alecha rak lach for acharov. You just have to dig after it, and reveal it inside of you, because it's there. I'll tell you a story. I grew up, most of you know, in a place called Teaneck, New Jersey. Teaneck, New Jersey is prides itself as the modern Orthodox capital of the world. It's, I remember when Teaneck hired the first non-YU Rav, it was like a big tumult, because we only take Rabbanim from YU, because it's like Yeshiva University, Teaneck, New Jersey, Torah Umada, modern Orthodox, And now there's like new things called centrist Orthodox. And the kids are not, very, very, very sophisticated, modern. There was one particular family there that was like, it was like bizarre how all the members of the family were extremely like drunk on Torah. And it was a very modern family, like a very prominent Teaneck family. And they were all like into Torah, learning Torah, teaching Torah, the whole family. So I saw one of them once, and I said, could you explain to me, what happened here exactly? So he said to me, look, my grandfather came, of course, by the war. And he never discussed what was in Europe. It was like, we don't discuss that. Some different people have different ways of dealing with Europe when you went through such trauma. Either you don't stop talking about it, or you don't talk about it at all. He, not a word. We didn't know anything about my great-grandfather, my uncles, nothing, garnished. We don't talk about, came to America, new life. And everything that happened there was just like, was a brick wall. So it was never discussed. Came here, struggled. And my father, started a business, made money, and here we are. But my father was successful. So he wanted to try to find out about his lineage. He was interested. It's not like today. This was before, you have, look up things on the internet. So he had to go, and he was searching until he find. And he found out about his family. I found out that my great-grandfather was a Rav in Poland. And my great-great-grandfather was a Rav in Poland. And my great-uncle was a Rav in Poland. As a matter of fact, I came from a long line of Rabbanisha Talmid HaChomim. So there was like a temporary lapse, when the war happened, and it wasn't really relevant. We're just getting back to like family heritage. That's it. Just get back in step. That's what he told me. And I think that really in a certain way it's true with all of us. All of us have that somewhere. All of us can reach back somewhere in our lineage and say, wow, that's someone that did an amazing thing for Klal Yisrael. Someone who had so much. Look what he accomplished. Look who he is. And I am his descendant. I could do that too. V'lomo zeh. Tismah b'chol eimor. Why are you amazed? Saying, Shekivan she'enata margish b'cho. Shum Yisroan mishar anorm. Okay. So you tell me I got it. I'm looking at everyone else. I'm no different than all the other people here. I'm just like everybody else. Because of that, I feel like I can't elevate myself over and above the rest of the community, the rest of society. I'm just like, you know, I don't see myself as any different. I look around the room and I'm just one of the boys. Says the Rebbe, I am Gamis Etzim Sharhanorum Atomak here. And you know what everyone else is made of. You know what's going on inside of him. You know what your friend is worth. You know how amazing he is. You think yourself, I'm just like him. Okay. You know what he's going to be when he gets turned on? V'im toichoi shel Etzim Nar Yisrael Ato Yodea. You really know what this person has inside of him, what he's capable of. Haskes Ushma, as Divrei HaMedrash. Listen carefully. Words of the Medrash, v'tish toimem, and you will be in shock. Amar Rav Yehuda, borei kama chavivin, tinoikis lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Medrash, Rav Yehuda says, come and see how precious are the young people in Klal Yisrael. The bottom he says, it means referring to the young adults. Gol sa Sanhedrin Mirushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu has exiled the Sanhedrin from Yerushalayim. V'lo gosu Shechina imahem. Sanhedrin left. Shechina stayed in Yerushalayim. Sanhedrin's out on their own. Gosu mishmaras koyanim u'leviyim. And the koyanim and leviyim were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. They're banished from Eretz Yisrael. V'lo gosu Shechina imahem. Shechina's still there in Yerushalayim. But when the young people of Klal Yisrael are being exiled, Golsa Shechina Imahim Ad Kan L'Shaynai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with them. The Shechina is with the Tinoikos. Kol Kach Yikarim Heim Yitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So precious is the young generation by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Na'arei Yisrael, shaloimdim Torah. Young boys, learning Torah. That's you. Hasanhedrin galu, koyanim leviim galu, v'lo golsa shechina imohem. Shechina is not willing to leave. You're on your own. But kishegalu atinoikos, amra shechina, kol kach kshurani bahem. I am so connected with these people. I can't stay here without them. They're gone. I'm with them. With the Tinaikas. The Shechinta Begalusa is with the young people in Klal Yisrael. We see how important young people learning Torah is. These people, the Shechina is with them. You know, I have conversations with people sometimes. We talk about, as a person, is he planning on staying and learning? Like, you know, he's sitting and learning here in yeshiva. And it's like, you know, is this going to be the rest of my life? Am I going to be, you know, going to be trying to learn Gemara or not? I don't know. But what are the premier years? What are the most important years? What are the ones that Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking at? Is he looking at the Sanhedrin, 70-year-old people, the Koyanim, the 40-year-old people? He's looking at the Tinoikos, the young men learning Torah. They're the ones holding the world up. The Shechina is with them. That means the Shekhinah is with you right now. It's not about what I'm going to do in 10 years, in 20 years, what my life is going to look like, what my house is going to look like. It's like right here. What is Klal Yisrael? What's the world standing on at this very moment? It's on the people that are learning Torah in their young years. That's where the Shekhinah is at. The Shekhinah is with you. Shekhinah is not with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I know it sounds a little crazy, but I didn't say it. He said it, and the Stipler said it. Stipler is Chaim Kanievsky's father. If you remember last week, we said a maisa, the Stipler said, I make a shavua d'oraisa, that when you're learning Torah, and I'm learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to hear what the Stipler has to say, I want to listen to this bacher. That's what it says over here. The Shekhinah is with you. That's where the Shekhinah is at. So right now, what you're doing is so unbelievably important. So precious. A person has to appreciate that. It's not about like I'm, you know, preparing myself for the future. It's that too, for sure. But it's much more than that. You are the present. Why? It's not clear. 100% to me. Why is it that the Tinoikas, we spoke about, you know, a little bit, but could be that that's the reason. You get older, there's very little left that you really want to do with your life, other than learn. Gets to a point when, you know, there's very few distractions. But when a person's young, so a person has so many distractions, especially nowadays, they've really jacked it up. So you have like long playoffs, so you could actually be in the middle of basketball playoffs and hockey playoffs, and they're ready to the football draft, and you have baseball season, and there's like a big boxing match, and there's like new movies coming out, and there's like a billion, trillion things a person can do with his time right now that he could stimulate himself at the moment and say, wow, like I'm busy. I got to, you know, this people spending $210 million in one weekend to watch a ridiculous, like fiction, like just people running around on a screen. So why? So that's something to keep myself busy. I could do that right now. Or if I'm a hockey fan, hockey's big right now. Basketball's big. There's the fight of the century going on now. There's so much stuff to keep me busy. Now, I'm positive Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not interested in the fight of the century. He's just not interested. So what right now would he rather be doing? Or what right now is a distraction for him? I don't think anything. Who's got a real challenge to sit down and learn right now? Who's a bigger challenge to sit down and learn a day of learning? Who? Who's harder for right now? This very moment. We're sitting here in this room and Reb Chaim's for sure learning wherever he is. Who's it rougher to be here? For sure for you. So we're at an age when there's so many other things that could be pulling us different directions, and we're not doing it, and we're here. That's unbelievable. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, wow. You know, there's a story about Shalom Shwadram, so the story goes, there was a bachar who was very interested in sports. And there was, in Eretz Yisrael, especially back in the day, the only sport that was really like big was soccer. Very into soccer, and it was like the World Cup, and it was like a big thing. And the bacher was like, he was schwach. Storm was schwach. Yes, well, he wasn't performing the way it was supposed to. So someone told him, Shalom Shwadron. So Shalom goes to the bacher's house. And he says, listen, you know, I want to understand what's going on. So I could understand the Yetzirah, but let's understand. I want to understand. Can you explain to me what's going on? He says, yeah, there's a soccer game. He says, I'm not familiar. Can you explain to me? He said, sure. There's one team, and there's another team, and there's a ball, and they're all kicking the ball, and they're trying to, you know, get the ball into the other person's net, and he's like... He says, well, what's so hard about getting the ball in the net? Well, I'm trying to stop him, and I'm not going to let him get it in the net. And he's trying to stop me, and it's like, you know, it's all stuff. So Sean said, I got it. Okay, sounds interesting. So I have an idea. Why doesn't he just go in the middle of the night when no one else is there and put the ball in the net? It's a great answer. He's like, nah, the middle of the night, that's not a concert. That's to be one during when everyone's playing. He said, I got it. So he's saying, so you're telling me you're going to learn after the soccer game is over? That's not a kunz. It's not a kunz. The kunz is during the game. That's the kunz. It's not a kunz a person to say, you know what? I'll learn when I'm 22. I'll learn when I'm 24. I'll learn after I'm married. I'll learn after I'll, you know, eventually after I'm like finished with all of like the fun that I could have in this world, then I'll, you know, settle down. That's not the kunz. You want to know who's a kunzmacher in this world? The people that are in this room right now. Because you're at the age when there's like a lot of like energy and excitement and there's a lot of things that could stimulate you. And you're here. That's amazing kunz. And every moment that you're here realizes tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach. It's tremendous things by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Godless. It's godless. You're doing godless now. If you just keep doing the godless that you're doing, and you stick to it, then you'll see that you are someone that's great. Even if you don't understand this, Shema Na is Divrei Yeshaya HaNavi. Listen to what the Navi says. Ki Kerem Hashem Tzivokois, Beis Yisrael. The Kerem is the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Yisrael is Yehuda, Notasha, Natasha, Ashua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cherished, his Nataz is the thing that he planted, sapling. Kol Beis Yisrael, HaKerem Shel Hashem Hu. Well, of Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vineyard. V'ish Yisrael HaProti, each individual person is Eitz Yoker Hu, is a very precious tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtasheya Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much enjoys, cherishes. In Rak Hoylech B'Darkoy, if you just go in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Derech HaToyro, V'gam Ato Nar Yisrael, Soyreik Katan, you're a little vine. Right now, you're a little vine. Kisha anu medabrim ata elecha. We're talking to you now. Ein anu yoidim imi medabrim. We don't know who we're speaking to. We don't know what's going to be of this person. Young people, where are they going to end up? We don't know. Avata lo teida. You don't know yourself where you're going to end up. Mi ata. You don't know who you are. And what you're going to become, you're not aware yourself of what you're capable of, what of your koichas. Im tzaddik, the goyin, if you're going to become a very pious person, a goyin, a very knowledgeable person, the whole world will be talking about you. Maybe you'll be a very successful businessman, a very wealthy. And you'll be a person that serves Hashem, and you're going to be also still full, saturated with Torah. And when you're Shamayim, Bal Tztoka Godel, Toiv LaShamayim, V'Toiv LaBrias. A person that gives a lot of Tztoka, Toiv LaShamayim, is a Yir Shamayim. You don't know about yourself if you're going to be like one cut above everyone else. Asher Tiferes Lam Yisrael Kulatiyah. You will be the pride. You will be the glory of Klal Yisrael. Every mother, every father in Klal Yisrael will give their children a bracha leimar libnehem yisimcha elokim kazeh. I should have such children. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give me such children. About you. Kvar shamanu gam shamanu meharbe anoshim gedolei Yisrael. We already heard many stories. Oh, we heard so many stories. About Gedolei Yisrael shebekatnusam lo yikiru bahem shum yisran al chavereim. When they were younger, no one knew anything about them, that they were any better than anyone else. No one knew. Shebekatnusam lo yikiru bahem shum yisran. U'kishehismasru l'avodas yisbaruch, when they gave themselves over to the avod of Hashem, godlu v'etzlichu, they grew and they were successful. Ma'ad l'netzach b'roish am Yisrael kulam nisharu, and for eternally they remained on the Roish, the heads of Klal Yisrael, B'tzel Toirosam, in the shade of their Torah, V'avoidosam, and their service, Kol Beis Yisrael Yachesun, Achiyavu Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiachenu, Ba'oram Nisa V'Nelech. Until Mashiach comes, we're going in their light. These are stories, these are classic stories. I just heard the story this morning. There's a young man who learned in this yeshiva. He's finished Shas at least 7 times. He's a young man. I just heard this morning. that a friend of his who was in his class said he was the Tembel Shebekita. The Tembel means he was the fool in the class. He was the Tembel Shebekita. Tembel is like the Hebrew word for when you call someone a fool. He was the fool in the class. Not anymore. He's a Shasid. A dear friend of mine, Rabbi Bronstein, told me he heard from someone who was in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's class. He said, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was Hachi Garua Bakita. That means he was the worst kid in the class. He was the lowest, the schwachest kid in the class. Stipler, Yadua. Stipler wasn't considered a Baal Kishrin. The Netziv, the Hamikdavar, not a Baal Kishrin. Rav Pesach Pruskin, not a Baal Kishrin. When I say not a Baal Kishrin, let me explain to you what that means. They were laughed at, these people. They were the joke of the family. I don't mean that they just, you know, they weren't, didn't get it together. These people are the people that everyone was like, this was, he will amount to nothing. He's a nobody, a zero. And who's bigger than Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the nobody. If you saw Salanter writes, we think Rabbi Akiva didn't learn. What does that mean? Maybe he didn't get a good education or something. That's not what it means, says Rabbi Salanter. He didn't learn because nothing went in. His head was like a rock. Nothing went. He kept on learning. He was going there. I didn't get it. After a while, I was like, forget it. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm gone. He left. He was a dropout. Because it just wasn't going. So one day he was standing there by a rock. And he watched water dripping on a rock. And he said, if water can penetrate this rock, then Torah can penetrate my brain, which is having a rough time. I just got to keep at it, because the water is persistent. It keeps dropping and dropping. That person has to be nismas shu l'avodah, which means you have to give yourself over. You got to work hard. No one's saying it's going to be easy. But to say I can't do it is a terrible mistake. It's just not true. It's a lot of hard work. But that's the story of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva couldn't learn. But when he kept at it, and you see a drop go on the stone, it looks like, okay, it didn't go in, nothing happened, there's no dent there, because it takes time. A day, a week, a month. Rabbi Akiva was 24 years. And he didn't stop. So, we have to look at ourselves and say, do I have it inside of me to become someone great, someone special? No question. Now the question is, am I going to find the strength of character to put in what it takes to make it happen? That's up to you. Bezer Shem, we'll continue next time.